Well, I think that the president made a statement, and then he asked the prime minister to form a government within a couple of days after he has released his national address. So the prime minister, when he was going through this this work and instruction from the president, asked the president to give him an extension, some additional days, so that he can come up with something that matches the president's view. So for me, there's no major problem with that. What we need is to have a government, as the president said, which is committed to the country and to the handling of this crisis that has been taking too long and that is affecting the country's development and the life of the people collectively and individually pretty badly. So whether it takes 1 day, 3 days, it's better we wait a little while and get a government that is committed to that mission, not a government that responds to political parties.
Some of the opposition people have criticized the president for what they said undermining a peace agreement that sets the government and the Electoral Commission after the president dissolved both institutions. What do you say to that?
First of all, opposition, you know, opposition is opposition. If they want to exist, they have to oppose to the ruling party or to the president. That's how they exist. That's how they prove their existence. So there's nothing wrong with that. But now the president, the decision, what you want needs to look at is the decision taken by the president. Did he take it upon his own power, or does it match with the constitution of the country? Because when people live in a country, they have a constitution, and it's a constitution that dictates or that governs the decision that the president takes. So the decision taken by the president is in connection, is consistent with the constitution of the country in its Article 48. When the country's unity, when the country's peace is in jeopardy, is in danger, it is the responsibility of the president to utilize the power vested upon him by Article 48 of the Constitution to take decisions that would bring the country back on track, and that will bring back the peace and stability of the country. It's not new in our country. In 1995, Mr. Konar Bedie, when he was president, the then president of the republic, used the same power of the same article to address the same type of issue that was existing in the country. In 1992, when Alassane Ouattara was prime minister, he utilized the power of the same constitution to address the violence that erupted after the opposition march was disrupted by the military. So it's consistent with the constitution. So it's not something that the president did to please himself. Everybody is saying the president does not want the elections. He wants to remain in power. It's not because I'm one of his advisors, but who wants to be president with a government that does not obey the president, that respects more the instructions of their political leaders than the president who appointed them, who signed a decree of appointment in the government? So the president wants us to go through election. The chair of the Independent Electoral Commission has admitted before the nation that he did this action. There has been a malfunctioning in the commission, that he did it for his own good. But if you are a reasonable person, if you are a man of integrity, when a situation like this happens, what do you do? You resign, you face the court, and then you clear your name, and then you come back. This is what is done everywhere in the world where you talk in democracy. But the man who refuses, not only did he refuse, but he created a situation where the political party from which he was taken as a chair started supporting him, and he even had an ethnic connotation in that, because some people from his tribe also mobilized to say that their son is being accused wrongfully. I mean, you cannot live in a modern state with such attitudes. And then he didn't stop there. They went as far as breaking government offices, Palace of Justices, burning buses. I mean, if you are a president of a country, you cannot allow this to happen. We are here in Africa. We see what is happening. Look at the situation in Nigeria. The president is sick. He's in another country. It's the constitution that said the country cannot go on like this with a president who is not present. So let's give some of his power to the vice president. I mean, the constitution is a backbone, is a solid rock on which every nation rests, every nation functions. Why should we accept it when it's good for us, and why should we refuse it when it's not good for us? So the opposition is being opposition, but as you know, in Africa, our oppositions, they are not leaders, are not responsible enough. They are always remote controlled by some other interest, and that's the shame of Africa, and that's the problem we have. If not, it's very clear that in this government is not functioning in the interest of the country, of the people. It's not functioning in the interest of the ending of the crisis. The Electoral Commission, the confidence even within the members of the Independent Electoral Commission, there is no more trust.
Will the elections be held this year in Ivory Coast?
Yeah, we were on a good track. We were on a good track to have elections this year. And everybody wants elections this year because the country is tired to be in this situation, which is very, very... very strange, where we don't have real authority, where the government is not solid team working in the interest of the people. We won the elections, and we were on a good track for that. We received the congratulations from the international community. The World Bank president was here, the IMF, the UN, everybody. All of a sudden, this issue of the 429,000 people that the chair of the Electoral Commission tried to include in the voters list came up. And of course, a situation like this is going to delay the different action or activities that were to be conducted and lead us to the elections. But we will have the elections this year. But we want to have elections that would say, at the end of the day, everybody will say, this guy is the winner. We congratulate him. You lose. You prepare yourself to come back 5 years from now. That's what we are doing. And I believe, it's my strong belief, and I can speak for the president on this. He wants the elections to be held. We want these elections to be held so that the whole world can know who is who in this country.
Is there going to be a level playing field ahead of the elections, talking about the use of the state media, both print and electronic? Because the opposition has often criticized the government of not allowing them to have an equal share in both print and electronic media houses in Ivory Coast.
But you see, this is the message they are sending to you outside to make you believe that. There is a body, there's an organ that is not an independent organ that supervises the air time of each political group on television and radio. In their last report, the last report that was released, the opposition hold 65% of air time. So where is the inaccessibility that they claim they don't have? I'm telling you, the thing is called Sincere. You can call them, you can call the Abidjan, you can speak to the Ministry of Communication, get their number, and talk to them. And they will confirm what I'm telling you. In the last report, the report that was released in the month of January, the opposition had more hair time than the ruling party. So where is the discrimination here? It is just talk. It is just talk. And believe me, brother, if you are an organization, if you are a political party, people cannot come and film you when you are sitting in your living room having dinner. You have to be on the ground doing something and invite the TV to come and film you. And they're making a big mistake because they are adding the party of the president with the activities of the president himself. These are two different things. The president's activity must be covered by the national television. People should know that the president is working for them. But you cannot talk about the airtime of the president and say that because the president is on TV all the time, therefore the ruling party is on TV. I mean, it makes no sense.
How soon is Ivorians going to see a new electoral body and chairman to organize the election this year?
Well, right now, the government hopefully will be released. There will be known this week. Once the government is known, the first Council of Ministers will be focusing on the body of the Electoral Commission. And I hopefully, within before the end of this month, we should have a new electoral body, Independent Electoral Commission in place that will conduct the last steps that will lead us to the elections.
Well, Mr. Sari, how concerned is the president about Ivory Coast's unity, and how will he address that?
The president is very much concerned with the unity of the country. That's why whenever there is something that is about to disrupt this unity, it takes measures, it takes decisions to bring back that unity. So the president is very much concerned with the unity of the country. So there's nobody more concerned than him. That's why he has accepted all these sacrifices he's made, all these people that he accepted in the government, including those who came with weapons to attack his regime that was elected. So I don't think there is any other way to show that you are concerned with the unity of the country. The president toured the country. He told everybody to come together and to thank the nation. Even in the last national address, that's what he said. I want a government that is going to work for the interest of the country, not for the interest of their political parties. I mean, there is no other message that translates the commitment of the president towards the unity and the brotherhood in this country than any other message. This says it all.